We hired these two firms that have a tremendous track record of working together to do really a nonpartisan poll to really understand the pulse of the American public. And so we hired them both to work together on this poll about our national forests.
And why did you want to do the poll, Bill?
Well, there are two reasons. One was an internal reason. We're about to go through a strategic planning process to think about the future direction of the National Forest Foundation and how we can engage the American public in caring for the national forest system in a more meaningful way going forward. So we wanted to have some, we wanted to test our hypothesis that, you know, these places are valued by the American public, and that was confirmed by the poll. The other reason is external, and we really need to think about how we communicate and engage the public and talk with them about things that are meaningful and relevant in their lives no matter where they live. We in the American West are, you know, our landscapes are dominated here in the community of Missoula. We have national forests, Lolo and Bitterroot, in close proximity. But in many places, they don't have as easy an access as we do. And so, you know, it's really important that we engage the public. These are the people's lands. We all have a stake in their future.
They are national forests, after all.
They are our public estate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the poll did find, and I'm not surprised at this, and I bet you weren't either, that there is overwhelming support across party lines for the national forests. I mean, people do enjoy them and use them and believe that they're important.
Yeah, they're incredibly valuable. We hear more about the iconic national parks of the nation, but national forests are actually used. There are more visits to national forests because they're used more regularly by folks who live in communities like Missoula. But 81% of Americans across the political spectrum believe that funding for national forests shouldn't be cut. And more importantly, 85% of those polled believe have a very positive perspective on the importance of national forests versus 13% being negative, meaning they take lands off the tax rolls and reduce the opportunity for extraction. So 85% of those polled feel that these places are really valuable.
And the statistic is that more than 160 million people visited a national forest last year, and that generated $13 billion for the economy. It's also not just a luxury, these forests. These forests actually do create jobs and revenue for local communities.
Yeah, that's right. And the Forest Service did this study, and I think it's pretty conservative, actually, when we look at other research that's been done, like the Outdoor Industry Association that did a study in 2012 and found that outdoor activities created direct jobs of 6.1 million related to that industry, $647 billion in direct consumer spending, about $40 billion in federal tax revenue, $39 billion in state tax revenue. And so that's for, you know, the hunting, fishing, outdoor industry, boating, all of the recreational opportunities that we pursue on public lands across the nation.
One thing the poll found that I think would surprise people is that the majority of people who were polled would support funding for national forests, even if it meant tax increase.
Right. This is really interesting to us because we weren't expecting this. In fact, you know, 72% of those polled felt that additional funding was important, and that included tax-sensitive groups. 63% of seniors and 56% of conservatives felt that funding for national forests is important. This is at a time, Sally, where we're really, as a nation, struggling with the role of government and how much we should pay for government services. It's really interesting to find that people value these places and understand that they require investments in order to maintain their values for the future. And those values are phenomenal. When we look at the, you know, water supply for 123 million people, and you referred to the numbers related to outdoor recreation opportunities, there are economic drivers. There are certainly ecosystem services drivers, meaning water, carbon that's sequestered through forests. So there are many advantages that we, receive as American citizens from these public lands that we probably don't think about on a daily basis when we look out at the national forests that surround our communities.
The trick bill, as you know, is translating public sentiment to public policy. We're at a time right now where Congress is in a stalemate over whether the debt ceiling should be raised and whether the federal budget should be cut, not increased. It seems like there's a disconnect between what your poll shows and what certainly some members of Congress believe the public want, and they believe the public wants federal spending cut, not increased.
Right. Well, you, Sally, and all the listeners are aware of what's happening in terms of this polarization, political polarization around our budget, our deficit, and trying to stimulate the economy to the point where we have a solid recovery underway. I can't really comment on the politics. We're not really an advocacy organization, but I do think that it's unfortunate that we constantly come up against these issues. Look at the fire issue as an example. In 2009, Congress passed the Flame Act, and the Flame Act was to create a fund to provide emergency funding to fight fire in really bad fire seasons. In 2011, as a part of budget compromise to keep the government going, they took $200 million out of the funding that was created by the Flame Act. And now the Flame Act really is not funded to the degree that it needs to be in order to deal with this issue that's occurring, as we all know, since 2000 on an annual basis.
And the result of that, if I could interject, is that the Forest Service is now robbing Peter to pay Paul from their budget. In other words, taking money from what would be thinning projects or prevention projects and putting them into actually fighting wildfires because the wildfires have become so horrendous.
That's right. So recently they had to transfer $600 million out of other programs, proactive programs, to provide benefits to the American public and basically shift those funds to be sure that the firefighting, particularly what's happening in California, that they were prepared to deal with the fires that were underway. So this is a very significant issue. And, you know, there have been some members of Congress who feel that the Flame Act should just be thrown out and that we should really deal with this issue on like we do with other, emergencies where we have hurricanes or, you know, major flood events where there's disaster assistance because these are natural disasters. And but again, we come back to the issue that we're going to have to struggle with is what are we willing to pay for? You know, this poll found that overwhelming, as we've mentioned, people are willing to, at least they say in the poll, that they're willing to pay more for the values that national forests provide. But our representatives in Congress are not necessarily reflecting that, and we could probably talk about a host of issues where there's a disconnect between what the American public wants and what Congress is actually doing.
So, final question for you, Bill. What would you like to come out of this poll? How do you translate the poll results to your organization's recommendation?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an important question. We're really looking at using the poll to help us guide the way we communicate with the American public. We feel that even though the poll indicates this overwhelming value, it's clear to us that if you live in an urban area in the eastern United States, you probably don't think very much about the values of the public estate of national forests to your life. But yet these places are the people's lands. They are owned by each and every one of us. And we all have a stake in their future. And there are benefits that are derived from these public resources that people will benefit from no matter where they live. And so we have to use information in a way to connect with these people. We're 82% of the population now, I think we talked about the last time we met, Sally, live in urban suburban areas. We've got to find a way to communicate with them and be sure that they understand that these places are relevant wherever they live, and they're important to the future of this nation. Interesting thing, Sally, in closing is that the overwhelming response is that public lands are patriotic. They're a part of our national pride, a sense of our national natural patrimony. And I think that's an important issue for us to reflect on as a part of the, the results of the poll.
And there are many countries who do not have that
That's
wonderful
right.
resource that the U.S. does because mm-hmm. of its foresight years ago. Well, I have been speaking with Bill Pasile, who's president of the National Forest Foundation, and we've been discussing a poll the foundation commissioned recently that does show overwhelming support for the national forests. Bill, thanks very much.
Thank you. Good to see you, Sally.